Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the podcast. And without a whole bunch of intro every day and without a whole bunch of outro, just where I don't come in and say a whole bunch and then I don't say a bunch when we leave, I am reading from my book, Revelation to Transformation. We're going to do this through the book in commemoration of the one-year anniversary of its release. This is from chapter 1, Sir, We Would See Jesus, page 2. We open with a question. But don't you think changing our behavior is important? I do think changing our behavior is important, since our behavior serves as a window to the world of who our Jesus is. However, please note that I have no intention of teaching you how to modify your behavior, as I believe man cannot modify it permanently. I don't want to attack your behavior, but rather inform you of the things leading to the behavior. If we adjust those areas, I believe that your behavior will follow suit. And then this next section is titled, Sir, We Would See Jesus. Reading from John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. This verse is my personal mandate every time I step into the pulpit. I see these Greek men, strangers to the Jewish faith, hungry to meet the man they've heard so much about. They chose to speak to Philip, perhaps because of his Greek-sounding name, in order to have someone present their case to the master. They wanted nothing more than to see Jesus, and it reminds me that men are still seeking as much today. The pulpits in our churches are full of all kinds of preaching. It varies as much in content as it does in style. I know because I've used different styles and different content. By my own account, it seems much of it is man-centered, concentrating on teaching the listener how to fix his life. While the methods are different from church to church, the means are very similar. Sin is pointed to and exposed, and the offender is reprimanded. We are then told to do better through various programs. All in all, we are put through the ringer of guilt and condemnation, shamed into either getting it right or getting left behind. This constant preaching and teaching of guilt and condemnation are pulling people's eyes off of the loveliness of Jesus and his finished work and onto the unfinished areas of their lives. We know that we are flawed. We don't need someone screaming at us to figure that out. Our problem is not the absence of the knowledge that we need help. Rather, it is the utter inability to help ourselves. Calvary was God's intervention in all of our issues. By relieving us of the punishment of sin, he is freeing us from the weight of guilt and from the fear of death. The author of Hebrews said that when Jesus died, he did so to release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Jesus has delivered us from fear of eternal punishment by being punished in our place. Regarding the men seeking Jesus in John 12, we may not be like these Greeks in our heritage or nationality, but we are very much like them in another way. While Greek tells us where they are from, in biblical terminology it tells us much more, as Jewish writers referred to all non-Jews as either Greeks or barbarians. See Romans 1, verses 14 and 16. At the close of this chapter, we will see what the end result was for both the seekers and for us. For whatever reason you are reading, let my intentions be crystal clear. I intend to unveil to you the loveliness of my Jesus, so you see him as I believe the Word presents him. He is perfectly beautiful, and only he holds the power to change your life. As we see him together, we are seeing our destiny held firmly in his hands, and all modification of behavior is sure to come as a result of an encounter with Jesus. The next section is titled The Dividing Line of Scripture. Did you know the dividing line of the Bible is not the blank page between the Old Testament and the New Testament? That page divides the two testaments, but it does not give us a clear change in the way God dealt with man. The division point of Scripture was an important point in the ministry of the Apostle Paul, as he mentioned in his letter to the young pastor Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Obviously, if there is a right way to divide the word, there must be a wrong way. Our job is to differentiate between what falls on one side of the word and what falls on the other. In doing so, we are pulling out truths within the context of each testament to find out how they apply in our lives. Tomorrow on the podcast, I will start a new section, although we're still in the first chapter, reading from our book, Revelation to Transformation, How Seeing Jesus Will Change Your Life.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.